This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Conservationists have long embraced taxes and/or rebates to encourage people to use less. But there may be another cost-effective tool out there, peer pressure. Sam Harnett reports on how a utility in drought-stricken California is getting people to conserve water with some neighborly competition.
Giri Seshagiri is proud of his new low-flow showerhead attachment.
See how little water it produces.
It uses way less water than the main showerhead.
Compared to this, probably what, 10 times or so.
Seshagiri installed it after his local utility started sending him monthly water reports. They compare his water usage to neighbors with bar graphs and emoticons shaped like big water droplets.
Rather than a dull, boring text reminder, it gives you a little graphic picture, like a scorecard. You know, how did you do the last inning?
Do better than most neighbors each billing period, and your water droplet emoticon is happy and smiling. Do worse, and your water face is anxious and concerned.
In a way, it's like looking in a mirror of yourself.
Peter Yalis is the founder and CEO of Water Smart Software, the startup that generates the reports. He says households in Seshagiri's pilot program reduced water consumption by 5% last year. And the primary motivation here isn't conservation or monetary savings. It's the peer pressure.
8 out of 10 are motivated because they want to keep up with the Joneses.
Oh, you know, those Joneses. This kind of peer pressure is becoming a common conservation tool.
What you're talking about is a sort of passive social pressure.
That's MIT professor Alex Pentland. He studies more active forms of social pressure. He's run studies where participants get rewarded whenever their friends cut back on energy use. In some cases, he found this kind of buddy motivation system up to 16 times more efficient than individual incentives, like, say, taxes or rebates.
And the key thing is, you have to think about using the social fabric rather than the individual.
Pentland says we're already seeing peer pressure used in other areas, like personal health. And he says it could work in education or finance, but those are trickier.
There are barriers to each of those, because those are subjects people don't like to talk about much.
But when it comes to water usage, the public utilities already have the data. All companies have to do is show how you stack up against your neighbors. In Castro Valley, California, I'm Sam Harnett for Marketplace.